Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save than thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's message, if you haven't already figured out, is Give Us Vision Clear. The hymns today will be hymn number 66 and 85 and 501, which is also in our regular hymnal. It's 136, which you're probably familiar with. Today I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible and the Christian Science Hymnal, Miscellaneous Writings, Retrospection and Introspection, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and these are by Mary Baker Eddy, our wonderful leader. And here is our message for today. Give us vision clear. Come and see the works of God. Thou soul-inspiring, give us vision clear. Break earthbound fetters. Sweep away the veil. Show the new heaven and earth that shall prevail. Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up. And he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Our own vision must be clear to open the eyes of others, else the blind will lead the blind, and both shall fall. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. They who discern the face of the skies cannot always discern the mental signs of these times and peer through the opaque error. Where my vision begins and is clear, theirs grows indistinct and ends. There are diversities of operation by the same Spirit. Two individuals with all the goodness of generous natures advise me. One says, go this way. The other says, take the opposite direction. Between the two, I stand still, or, accepting the premonition of one of them, I follow his counsel, take a few steps, then halt. A true sense, not unfamiliar, has been awakened. I see the way now. The guardians of his presence go before me. I enter the path. It may be smooth, or it may be rugged. But it is always straight and narrow. If it be uphill all the way, the ascent is easy, and the summit can be gained. The astronomer will no longer look up to the stars. He will look out from them upon the universe, and the florist will find his flower before its seed. We must form perfect models in thought and look at them continually, or we shall never carve them out in grand and noble lives. If we look to the body for pleasure, we find pain. For life, we find death. For truth, we find error. For spirit, we find its opposite, matter. Look away from the body into truth and love, the principle of all happiness, harmony, and immortality. Mortals must look beyond fading, finite forms if they would gain the true sense of things. Where shall the gaze rest but in the unsearchable realm of mind? We must look where we would walk, and we must act as possessing all power from Him in whom we have our being. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. To the vision of the wise men, this spiritual idea of the principle of man or the universe appeared as a star. At first, the babe Jesus seemed small to mortals, but from the Mount of Revelation, the prophet beheld it from the beginning as the Redeemer who would present a wonderful manifestation of truth and love. In our text, Isaiah foretold, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As the wise men grew in the understanding of Christ, the spiritual idea, it grew in favor with them. Thus it will continue, as it shall become understood, until man be found in the actual likeness of his Maker. Their highest human concept of the man Jesus that portrayed him as the only Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, will become so magnified to human sense by means of the lens of science as to reveal man collectively as individually to be the Son of God. The limited view of God's ideas arose from the testimony of the senses. Then His unveiled sweet mercies show life's burdens light. I kiss the cross and wake to know a world more bright. I then withdrew from society about 3 years to ponder my mission, to search the scriptures, to find the science of mind that should take the things of God and show them to the creature and reveal the great curative principle, deity. The Bible was my textbook. It answered my questions as to how I was healed. But the scriptures had to me a new meaning, a new tongue. Their spiritual signification appeared, and I apprehended it for the first time in their spiritual meaning. Jesus' teaching and demonstration and the principle and rule of spiritual science and metaphysical healing, in a word, Christian Science. I named it Christian because it is compassionate, helpful, and spiritual. God I called immortal mind. That which sins, suffers, and dies, I named mortal mind. The physical senses, or sensuous nature, I called error and shadow. Soul I denominated substance, because soul alone is truly substantial. God I characterized as individual entity, but His corporeality I denied, the real I claimed as eternal, and its antipodes, or the temporal, I described as unreal. Spirit, I called the reality. Matter, the unreality. Our great way-shower, steadfast to the end in his obedience to God's laws, demonstrated for all time and peoples the supremacy of good over evil and the superiority of spirit over matter. The miracles recorded in the Bible, which had before seemed to me supernatural, grew divinely natural and apprehensible. Though uninspired interpreters ignorantly pronounced Christ's healing miraculous instead of seeing therein the operation of the divine law. A correct view of Christian Science and of its adaptation to healing includes vastly more than is at first seen. Works on metaphysics leave the grand point untouched. They never crown the power of mind as the Messiah, nor do they carry the day against physical enemies, even to the extinction of all belief in matter, evil, disease, and death, nor insist upon the fact that God is all. Therefore, that matters nothing beyond an image in mortal mind. Christian Science strongly emphasizes the thought that God is not corporeal, but incorporeal, that is, bodiless. Mortals are corporeal, but God is incorporeal. To fix truth steadfastly in your patient's thoughts, explain Christian Science to them, but not too soon, not until your patients are prepared for the explanation, lest you array the sick against their own interests by troubling and perplexing their thought. The Christian Scientist's argument rests on the Christianly scientific basis of being. The scripture declares, "The Lord, he is God, good, and there is none else beside him." Even so, harmony is universal and discord is unreal. Christian Science declares that mind is substance, also that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. Hold these points strongly in view. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Remember that man's perfection is real and unimpeachable, whereas imperfection is blameworthy, unreal, and is not brought about by divine love. My students need to search the scriptures and science and health with key to the scriptures to understand the personal Jesus labor in the flesh for their salvation. They need to do this even to understand my works, their motives, aims, and tendency. It is not a search for wisdom. It is wisdom. It is God's right hand grasping the universe. All time, space, immortality, thought, extension, cause, and effect, constituting and governing all identity, individuality, law, and power. It stands on the scriptural platform that he made all that was made, and it is good, reflects the divine mind, is governed by it, and that nothing apart from this mind, one God, is self-created or evolves the universe. Shepherd, show me how to go. And this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of our meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to Be Thou My Vision. now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
The kingdom.